Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini, my co-host, Vincent Trujillo.
Good morning, good morning.
We're having a great morning. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into the next dimension online with Rocketbox SEO. Give us a call, 505-453-9595, if you need a website or need that website to be ranked on the first page of Google. Or if you'd like to come in and get an interview on Go Local Boom, which is Albuquerque's only free advertising local business talk show. Only local businesses are eligible, and they don't have to pay anything for it. We promote you on social media, on air, and then we create an advertising profile on our directory, GoLocalBoom.com, directly following your interview. So a ton of free advertising resources just because you're a local business, and we appreciate you doing business and making our community great. So that being said, let's get into talking to our first guest, Dr. David Greif. At West Mesa Wellness. The business has been rebranded, so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Dr. Greif, why don't you tell us how we can reach you if we need your services, and what makes you great as a chiropractor?
Sure. Well, thank you. I've been in practice on the west side of Albuquerque since April of 94. My practice was Taylor Ranch Family Chiropractic. That's the parent company. And then it's morphed into West Mesa Wellness because we've added massage therapy. I have two wonderful massage therapists that do soft tissue work, deep tissue work on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
That's good stuff. So not a very broad range, a very specific range of services. They're all relative to personal health and wellness as it relates to tissue and spine alignment and so on.
Well, specifically where I excel is endurance athlete type stuff, injuries for your weekend warrior. I'm one of a very few practitioners that do a technique called active release technique.
Okay.
Which is a deep tissue, soft tissue technique where a massage therapist is going to work on the belly of the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on the origin and an insertion. So common conditions that I'm going to see are things like your shin splints, your plantar fasciitis, that type of thing. I've helped a lot of athletes to do the Duke City, because as the mileage starts to creep up, an injury prevents them from doing the event that they wanted to do in the past. But with the assistance of active release technique, we're able to get them to fulfill their training and then fulfill their event.
We're going to have to talk to Dr. Greif about the Duke City Challenge, because you're talking about the Duke City Marathon, but our gym, Duke City Strength, sponsors a 90-day fitness challenge in the community a few times a year. So it'll be great for you to be involved with them, because I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear what it is that you do. I have experienced shin splints and plantar fasciitis and my hip and my shoulder and all of these things, so I'm sure it would benefit me to have a conversation with you. So in case our listeners are intrigued by what you're saying and they need your support, why don't you tell them how they can reach you?
Sure. My office phone number is area code 505, obviously, 899-6600. We're located at 8625 Golf Course Road. It's just north of the intersection of Paseo and Golf Course. We're by a whole bunch of health food stores like Papa Murphy's Pizza and Carl's Jr. and, you know, that type of stuff.
Actually,
it became Lauterburger. That's what that is.
Job security with all of the traffic around your facility there. Okay, cool. So a focus on athletes. It's really interesting that that your business has branded and grown as wellness, right? You said you rebranded a little while back. Why don't you tell us about the rebrand?
Well, the rebrand was for a few things. Well, one of the reasons for the rebrand was because we provide massage therapy. And a lot of people, when the name was Taylor Ranch Family Chiropractic, they thought strictly chiropractic.
A little bit too specific.
Too specific.
Yeah.
So by doing this, we can bring in other things. So I was able to bring in physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to bring in massage therapy, and so I also do chiropractic biophysics, which is working on reconstructing curves. A lot of big language,
mm-hmm.
but the bottom line is if you come in and you get one or two adjustments to clean up a problem,
mm-hmm.
you haven't really trained the body to accept the new different way of being. And so you're going to get the problem again.
I see.
But if we reconstruct the curve and such, and I give you a series of exercises to do at home,
yeah.
we can make a more permanent change. And the more permanent change is going to be more lasting for you.
Yeah, I struggle with a sick wing, a winging scapula, which mm-hmm. I'm sure you are familiar with. Maybe some of our listeners are not. But, you know, I didn't finish physical therapy the first time. I'm very active most of the time. If I stay in the gym, it doesn't bother me. But if I don't work out for a week, I get this pinch nerve feeling in my shoulder.
Right.
If I had some exercises to do at home combined with a massage therapist and chiropractic once in a while, I'm sure that I would be feeling much better than I am.
And a little ART. So what would end up happening is your body has laid down some scar tissue,
right?
And it's a repetitive pattern. So as a result, you'll get that same pain over and over again.
I'm even beginning to experience it in the other shoulder, which doesn't have any injury.
Okay. So then in that case, we would be looking at lower cervical mm-hmm. as well as upper thoracic region. I would also be looking at breaking up adhesions within the musculature with active release technique
mm-hmm.
and then giving you a series of exercises to do at home to strengthen yourself.
So all of this sounds like it's something very valuable to me. That's something that I would want. But it also sounds like it's not the most cost effective. So what would somebody expect to invest if they need to, you know, repair themselves physically in this way?
Okay. So first off, my cash rates haven't gone up. In over 10 years.
Over now. 10 years. No inflation.
No inflation.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. So,
in other words, they are getting the discount from 10 years ago.
right. Because your competitors' prices.
The cost of everything went up, right?
Your competitors' prices have increased.
So, absolutely.
And you've kept yours at a regular. Now,
so for active release technique, you're looking at somewhere between 6 and 10 visits.
Okay.
For chiropractic, it's going to depend upon the problem.
Mm-hmm.
On a cash basis in my office, there's of course the cost of an initial exam,
mm-hmm.
which on a cash basis ends up being 75 plus, mm-hmm. plus tax.
And when you say cash basis, you mean there's an option for insurance as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
You know, I did want to bring up a couple of things, and you did mention athletes, but you also mentioned the weekend warrior. So you're kind of handling a combination of both acute and chronic kind of conditions. For the average person, like a lot of our business owners out there, they're doing repetitive stuff every day in their normal work, either as a provider in their services that they're offering or as management.
That's a really great point.
I know that we're at the office all day long and I'm starting to develop these things where, you know, this condition where I'm getting like this nerve that's kind of going numb, from having my hands on the desk at an angle all day and then also the backs of my legs. So is this, for the people who are actually working, you know, either our listeners or our business owners out there, there's just a number of treatments for any of these things from the person who's using their hands all day long that might be getting some back pains and some chronic items all the way to the person sitting at the desk, correct?
It's repetitive chronic injury. Whether that's right.
Even if it didn't result from a strenuous movement.
Right. And it could have, developed gradually over time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the ergonomics of computer workstations
mm-hmm.
in people's homes are they're poor.
Now, and workplaces are becoming more and more aware of this, but still, I see people all the time using a phone book to raise their monitor or using, you know, modifying their own workspace so that it's ergonomic and to get away with it because maybe they don't have the budget to be able to afford it themselves. But it's critical. It is important. If you sit in that position all day long, your body will begin to suffer.
And that's the other part of it. Even if the position is perfect, you're sitting there 8 hours, 10 hours a day, day in and day out, doing exactly the same thing and only using one set of muscles over and over again while the other set of muscles doesn't get stretched out, doesn't get used.
Yeah, most people make fun of me when they come into our office because I've got a standing workstation. You know, it's just something I bought for $20 on Amazon. It's a cardboard workstation, but it's standing. I can use it when I want to and I can sit down if I need to, but I'll spend, you know, 20% less time sitting, you know, than I did, you know, before because I've got the ability to stand.
Right. And that ability to change position is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So something people might want to consider. And if you're experiencing some kind of difficulty, call a professional, right? Mm-hmm. They can come in for a consultation and figure out what's going on. You're going to help them out.
Really quickly, before we're starting to wrap up now with about 2 minutes left, I did want to get an idea, but do you have anything special coming up that you want to kind of highlight, some service offerings that you're doing this time of year? Is there anything important that people should be considering or thinking about going into the spring and summer for your business?
Well, what ends up happening is now people are starting to get involved with running clubs and so forth. Albuquerque Fit met a few weeks ago. And as a result of that, they're starting to use muscles that they haven't used in a while. And so we see a lot of people that have the best of intentions on a workout regime. They delve into it, and then they end up injuring themselves. And we can help them to revamp that shin splint, that, you know, plantar fasciitis type thing, and get going back into their workout so that they can enjoy their summers.
Right. Very nice.
Yep, very nice indeed. All right, so we've got a little bit of time left. I want to be sure that we include your contact information and location one more time. But, you know, I really wanted to compliment you in growing your business, being in business for as long as you have, and rebranding when your business was growing instead of just kind of sticking with what you thought works. You actually, you know, took the advice of a business consultant and rebranded and have grown your practice. And that's very commendable. Some businesses stagnate and get stuck at this one thing that they're good at, and you had the vision that you wanted your business to grow and you wanted to be able to help more people. So congratulations to you. Thank you for doing what you're doing in our community.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Okay, let's plug your contact information one more time.
Okay, so the company is West Mesa Wellness. We're at 8625 Golf Course Road, and our phone number 505-899-6600.
Dr. Greif with West Mesa Wellness, thanks again for being a guest on the show. Folks, coming right up, you're going to hear a local advertising agency that does all kinds of fun stuff that has a similar name to us. So stick around. You might learn some things. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is back on 1050 KTBL. We are super stoked to speak with our next guest, Mark Cannon. He's the CEO at Boom Chime here in Albuquerque. They do a lot of great things for businesses the same way that Rocketbox SEO does a lot of great things for businesses. So make sure that you reach out to us if you need any help with either of these things. And Mark's about to tell you who they are, what they do, and what their contact information is so that if you like what you hear, you can reach out to them. So pay attention. Go ahead, Mark.
Sure. Well, I think it's probably important to talk about why we do what we do. And I think that the way that we describe it is we think there's a big business inside of every small business. And our job is to help those businesses grow. And the way that we do it is basically by helping them capture word-of-mouth referrals. For most of our customers, the biggest challenge that they have is actually converting the people who talk about them into real customers. And if you talk to any of our customers, the first thing they'll say when you say, well, where do your leads come from, is they'll all say they come from word-of-mouth. And so what we do is we amplify that word of mouth, and we've been doing it for probably 10 years in this marketplace. And what we do, you know, works because, you know, for most of our businesses, the primary and best lead sources that they have are the things that people say about them to other people.
So let's go through, because you've got a little three-part model to the way that you capture clientele. But before we get into that, the service offerings, let's brand your contact information a little bit more. So we're talking to Boomtime right now. You want to reach out to them online. It's boomtime.com. And although they're a local business, they have a large reach. So they've got an 800-940-0458 phone number. Anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
Sure. If you want to send us an email, there's a contact form at the bottom of every page on the website. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way to get in touch with us is to fill that out, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's roll through. Tell me, it's capture, captivate.
Collect, reach, and convert.
Collect, reach, and convert. Yeah. Tell me how that works, because this is great information.
Right. Well, I mean, for most of our customers and for most small businesses, the most difficult thing that they have to do is actually get the information about their customers mm-hmm. so that they can open up a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. So we build websites for them that have embedded into them a form called a Lightbox that basically has a call to action and an offer that gets that consumer or that business prospect to basically say, I want the information that you have, or I want the value of the offer that you're giving me, and I'll give you my phone number or my email address so that you can send it to me, and that allows us to basically then engage them in a dialogue.
Okay. And so how do we get them specifically? Because I know that my inbox is not the way that I prefer to engage, you know, with businesses, but if the message is captivating, I'll open the email and I'll take a look, right? And so you guys kind of have a little nifty trick to do it, to getting me to open an email that maybe I wouldn't pay attention to otherwise.
Right. Well, I mean, we have different kinds of programs that we run depending on the type of business. And so I'm not going to go into the really nitty-gritty depth of this. But
well, because it's unique for each business.
That's correct. Right. You know, and so basically, they kind of fall into three categories. We help people make decisions, and we have these programs that we call decision landscapes. We help people understand and follow a business, and so we have a newsletter storyline version of this, and we help businesses run promotions, and so we have a very sophisticated A/B testing promotional engine that basically tests offers and their values.
Wonderful.
And you know, some of this sounds kind of complicated for me. If I'm a business owner, I'm listening to some of this, and then some of it kind of made sense to me. Small businesses, they're just interested in getting, like you said, converting customers, getting some referrals.
Getting a return on the investment that they made for the marketing in the first place.
Right, exactly. So one of your big taglines is word of mouth. Advertising.
Yes,
marketing.
Correct.
Explain that, how that applies, which is a really offline thing. I know a lot of local businesses here have success in doing something that they do well, and they get word of mouth referrals. People start talking about them, best tacos in town, best burritos, et cetera. How did you start applying that into the digital realm?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you think about a small business, they invest far more in the you know, from a monetary and time point of view, in their customers than they do in any kind of traditional media, right? And so basically their biggest investment is in interacting with their customers, delivering great products or great services to their customers. And that's really what generates word of mouth.
Right.
And the way that we work is that we basically amplify that word of mouth. And the way that we do it is we basically, you know, have these programs that are designed to allow us to engage that customer and get into a conversation with them, and then we supply that customer with information that helps them make a decision, and also information that helps them basically transact socially with other people, right? Because if you think about word of mouth, a lot of word of mouth is you're in a conversation with somebody and you start talking about something and they say, well, I know this.
Well, right? When we say word of mouth, what I always hear is that you don't really know where you heard about this business. It could have been the logoed vehicle that pulled up outside your neighbor's house to perform these services. It could have been the positive referral that your neighbor gave because this vendor provided good services. It could have been an ad or a billboard or so on. But most people, when you ask them, where did you hear about us? They're going to say, oh, Google.
Right.
Well, it took three touches before they even looked you up on the internet, right? And again, I was talking to our previous guest, you know, about most people don't even know where they live. You ask them what their address is or what their business address is, they can't answer that question, right? And so it's you know, word of mouth is the business's favorite way to say that's how their business grew, but there's probably a multitude of touches that occurred to get them to call your business in the first place. So your methodology is much more strategic. You actually walk them along through the process so that they are prepared to make an educated buy.
That's true, and I think that the way to think about this, and certainly the way that we think about it is that you know, you have different types of advertising that generate awareness, you know, and word of mouth is different than those in the sense that it's what they call earned media, right? So when somebody writes an article about you in the newspaper, that's earned media. Somebody's talking about you because you're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth is a form of earned media, and what we try to do is basically craft a story around word of mouth for people who are basically in the marketplace looking for things that is consistent with what the business really does in terms of the services, the products, what we call the signature actions that they engage in that help people remember them.
You know, great points. And I like how you're differentiating that with other types of marketing. And so if I'm a small business owner listening right now and I'm like, hey, you know, some of what you're saying is making sense. I need a little bit more clarification. Quickly run me through the process of I give you a call. I want to learn how to amplify my word of mouth referral marketing and actually start doing some cooperative marketing with other business owners
too.
What's the process real quickly? And from call to coming in and strategy.
So what we've done is we've basically taken what big agencies do and we have simplified it and compressed it so that in about an hour and a half interview that we do with our typical customer, we can essentially tease apart the things that make their business work.
And I want to point out the fact that it took hundreds or thousands of discovery processes with different clients to perfect this model. So you guys have really invested a lot of time.
Oh, absolutely. Over a lot of years, right? And we were talking about this before. You know, one of the things that we see very frequently is that businesses don't really know why they succeed anymore. Because, and we use this analogy of a coral reef, right? So over the years, you know, their business is built up and it's, you know, layer on layer on layer. And they know, in many cases, they don't know what is the most important thing that's really driving that word of mouth.
It could be their product, their service, their customer service.
Exactly.
Their personality, their
some
culture.
Signature action that they engage in that basically makes people remember them. Because what we're really trying to do is help them basically clarify that, you know, and basically then embed that in the website that we build for them and then embed it in the email and text marketing, social marketing that follows in the content that we create for
them. So they go through this, they come in, they go in an hour and a half interview process, very strategic, it's to the point. You said a lot of people do expend a little bit of energy doing it. But not only is it just filling out a form to give you some information about how you can help them market, it also helps the business owner walks away with something.
That's correct. Yeah, and I mean, the thing to understand about what we do is we run what we call a managed service. So a lot of our customers have actually tried to do this stuff before, and they didn't have the time because they had to spend the time to run their business. And they knew that they weren't doing it as well as they could. You know, and basically what we do is we do it.
Or maybe they didn't know, and they just felt that it didn't work,
that's
right?
Entirely
so I'm sure you
possible.
Guys have to overcome that obstacle as well.
We do, but I mean, so we have a very, very structured process that we take people through, you know, because we have a methodology. You know, our best customers are customers that work closely with us and understand what we're doing, because basically then we're in sync with them and they can basically contribute on their side.
They got to have skin in the game if it's going to work.
That's correct. Yeah. And the truth is that there are parts of it that we can't do anything about. We describe word of mouth as being a pyramid, right? Mm-hmm. And at the top of it is what we call unsolicited word of mouth. You're at a school function or something, and you just start talking about this fabulous experience you had,
mm-hmm.
and the other person's going, okay, fine, right? And then right underneath it is what we call reference word of mouth. And reference word of mouth is where one person has had an experience with that business, and they're saying, I'm looking for an HVAC contractor, and I'm thinking about this person, or I'm just looking for an HVAC contractor in general, and the other person says, well, you ought to go to this person in order to get it done, because I did business with them, and it worked out really well.
Well, and about 10 to 1, those positive references, right, they're don't do business with this guy.
And
we know people remember a negative experience and talk about that.
Yeah. You know, and so a lot of what we try to do is teach businesses, and this is part of this decomposition of the business, picking it apart, is we also find things that they're doing that they actually need to improve,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we basically work with them to improve those things so that they don't get any negative word of mouth.
Now, you know, I'm listening to all of this. A lot of good information here, Mark. Appreciate that. We're getting an idea about what you do, how to do it. Everything sounds like it's almost like some sort of big agency package. Actually, you're geared to like mom and pops all the way up. And
right.
you have packages that kind of help them accomplish their needs at different levels.
Yeah, and I mean, if you think about a big agency, the big agency brings a lot of people in the room, and big agencies essentially charge you by the hour, right? And it's expensive, and most of them do a good job, but the truth is that there's a lot of conversation and a lot of activity there that doesn't really need to be there. And what we did was we basically refined it, so we took the most important elements out of what you would get from a big agency, and we compressed them into a package, you know, that we can sell to small businesses at a price that they can afford.
And in a way that they can understand.
Exactly. Right. And I mean, understanding is a big part of this. I mean, a lot of what we do is educational. We really explain very carefully how all of this stuff works because we need the business to understand that. I mean, everything that we do is custom. So we create the content, you know, it's all custom. It's all done for the business. And we really need to understand, you know, we have to internalize that business. We really have to understand that business. And we spend a lot of time and energy doing that.
You know, just for our listeners out there, I know that everyone has to come and do a custom information, but still, there's so much value that I think a business could get out of this, all the way from the marketing side to being able to cooperate with other local businesses and walking away with a little bit of a strategy. you don't have to quote prices, but within the general ballpark, it's pretty affordable for a lot of businesses.
That's correct. I mean, you know,
and all the way up to custom packages, it might be more expensive depending on the need.
Most of our packages fall into the $600 to $800 a month range, right? You know, and that is, you know, for most of the businesses that we deal with,
very affordable.
Yeah, they're already spending a lot more than that, and the benefit that they get out of working with us is that it actually any media that they're buying becomes more effective.
Right? Well, they're spending a lot more than that, and the majority of those resources do not have trackable systems.
That's
right.
Correct.
You know, search engine optimization. We can measure the web traffic that's increased. You know, and so on. But you know, you guys have to have a methodology that you can prove works,
or even hiring somebody. Some people have these part time staffers they'll bring in $600 to $800 a month. I mean, you're paying more than that for the employee, and they don't even know what they're doing.
Often it's a lot more than that.
Right.
So if you think about the do-it-yourself software programs that we compete against, the cost of ownership for one of those programs, you know, is very high. You have to hire somebody to run it for you, you know, and that's going to cost you $30,000 to $40,000.
Paying for the program, paying for the person to manage it. Yep.
And the truth is that, you know, our model basically allows us to tap into talent all over the country, right? And so it's very difficult to find really talented people in any given marketplace, and what we do is basically distribute that work across a lot of people, so we get the advantage of being able to have writers from everywhere, developers from everywhere who are really talented, and so we're able to give that kind of quality to the users.
So Mark, we've got about a minute left, and we put you in the middle segment because it's a couple minutes longer than the others. We knew we would have a lot of great stuff to talk about with you. I just want to thank you for what you're doing in our community. Great job. Just so happens we're in the same building,
right.
You know, and we do a lot of similar things. We'll definitely have a bigger conversation about how, you know, we can support you all or vice versa. Anything else you'd like to plug before we run out with your contact?
Yeah, I think there's one piece of, you know, one kind of principle that I'd like to get across. I mean, our goal in this, you know, our overarching goal is to help small businesses by leveling the playing field, because they're operating in an environment where they're competing with national chains more and more often that have a lot of resources. And what we've tried to do is basically build a system that levels that playing field so that they have access to the same technology and the same practices, you know, as the bigger companies, you know, national companies that they're competing with.
Great work, man. And you've done it in a very affordable way. So we appreciate what you're doing. I'm sure that we're going to get some calls on this interview. We want to go ahead and lead out Boomtime in Albuquerque, 800-940-0458 or boomtime.com. Check them out. Mark Cannon, CEO, thanks for doing what you do. And we appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is back on 1050 KTBL. We really appreciate you all spending time with us this morning, because I get to introduce you to one of the awesome dots in Albuquerque. Her name is Krista Benavides, and she is the CEO of Christalk International. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
It's good to have you in here. How you doing?
Pleasure to be here.
Are you excited? Yeah, you told us that you've done a ton of media, but never done radio before.
Correct. This is my debut radio.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you. Don't think about the fact that 20,000 people are listening to you right now.
Okay, it's not even in my mind.
Okay, so let's plug your contact info and your service offerings right out of the gate, so people know how to reach you if they need to.
Okay, so I'm at christalk.com, and my organization offers organizations the opportunity to combat ineffective communication. I offer keynote speeches, breakout sessions at conferences, as well as 1 hour, half day, full day, and multi-day programs for corporate clients to help them combat ineffective communication.
That's wonderful. How do they reach you if they need your help?
They can call me at 505-899-9130 or go to my website, which is, again, christalk.com.
And then your email address is Krista, C-R-I-S-T-A, at christalk, that's C-R-I-S-T-A-L-K.
.com.
Yeah. Okay. So let's roll into what got you doing what you're doing. How did you get into doing what you're doing?
That's an interesting story. At least I think it's interesting. When I was 12, I decided that I was going to be a motivational speaker.
When you were 12?
When I was 12.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know many people who decide. What made you experience that?
I attended a national conference for a vocational organization that I was a member of and saw my first speaker at a keynote at the opening session. And I was just fascinated by what she did.
That's
thought, oh, I want to do that when I grow up.
That's
and
a really cool story.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show, folks, that these high school programs that we invest all of our time and passion passion in,
absolutely,
they work, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got the idea then. What steps did you take to, you know, get to the place where you're at with it now?
Well, in that particular vocational organization at the time, it was called FHA Hero. Today, it's known as FCCLA. I was an active member of my local chapter and moved up the ranks from local office to district office to state office. And I was actually state vice president. Prior to that, state president or vice president of state and national projects. And in the organization, won a scholarship to study in Japan. And because I've always had a fascination with languages.
Yeah.
And so after that,
how many languages do you speak?
Just two, but I can greet people in Japanese, and I can say thank you and see
hi.
So eventually I want to learn more, but just to Spanish and English right now.
So you said that along the way in that vocational organization, you reached multiple different levels. So a lot of what you share with your clients today comes from personal experience, right?
Absolutely.
So once you graduated high school, obviously, you will go on to college.
Went on to college and decided to use my public speaking and communication skills as a pharmacy major. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Vince and I have an online business. It's basically digital marketing, and he's got a finance degree. And we like to talk about the fact that
I lasted in pharmacy a semester, almost lost my scholarship, and decided, okay, I need to figure out what I really love to do, because if I'm going to study it for the next 4 years, I need to be more interested than I was in chemistry and math. And so that's when I decided communication was the way to go and just kept going from there. I have a double BA in communication and Spanish.
So important to do something you love and are have invested in some passion in. Otherwise, you're just going to school because you heard it was a good job or something else. We put out so many people who, even when they're in successful careers, are miserable in their jobs. And,
it's a trap. Crazy. You think you have to. Yeah. You got into this field or went after this degree because they told you how much it was going to pay and so on and so forth. And, a lot of people will follow through till they have that degree just because they don't know what else to do, you know?
Very true.
Do you, you got out of college. Now, did you work for a company before and then decide to start your own business? Tell us about that transition.
Yes. So my senior year of college, I went from doing sales in telemarketing for a telecommunication company that no longer exists. After doing sales for a year, I got into the training department and did training and education and so forth. And that's what really got even more of my interest in education going, because I've always been an educator since I was nine, teaching my little brother ABCs.
Some people are just, you know, fit for that. Some people don't care for it at all. And, you know, some are really great. And you obviously are.
Thank you. So I worked in telecom for almost 7 years and then decided it was time to move on. And so I was in grad school at the time, a year into grad school, and decided, hey, now's a good time to go into business for myself. So that was back
early.
In 1999.
Right. Very early. That was a while back. That just ages you too a little bit. I get your age group in there. So, so you started it. Was the original, iteration of your business the same as it is now, or how has it progressed since it first
started? It always Chris Talk?
It was always Chris Talk. That was the first name I came up with and stuck with it. And in terms of the original iteration, it was just, you know, I was creating a job for myself and wanted to do what I loved. And last summer decided I want to grow this into a business, not just a job for me, but I want to be able to employ other people and support my community, scale up. Yes.
That's beautiful. I really like where your name came from. I never even really made the connection that you are doing motivational speaking and training others to do something similar, right? And so you combine your name with what you do. My friends always call me Takaccini, so I really like it.
There you go.
And here he is on a talk show.
Imagine that.
Imagine.
So the name of your business is Chris Talk. Imagine that you did it enough to where you thought, I could do this and build a team beneath me so that we could do more than just one speaking engagement at a time, right?
Right. Right.
So we're talking about what you do, your background. Tell us what are your ideal clients? I mean, we have a lot of business owners on there listening right now. We have people in the community who might be doing events, who might be doing planning other things for the next year or so. Who are you trying to reach out to right now, and how would you help them?
So I have two ideal clients right now. One are the entrepreneurs that are wanting to use speaking or training events to promote their business. A lot of people that are entrepreneurs are subject matter experts, but when they get in front of a group, they may not be able to communicate their message very well and to turn that experience into clients. The other group are corporations, organizations, nonprofit, people that have teams. I've worked with groups as small as 5 up to 500, actually larger than that. But those that want to improve team dynamics, productivity, decrease turnover, and usually a main symptom and cause of those issues is poor communication.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, so you go in and actually, it's not just about speaking, but you also go in there and say, how can we look at the communication protocols you have or how you operate with the larger organizations in different levels of management all the way down to their employees about how they communicate with each other?
Exactly. Right? Yes, my master's degree is in organizational learning and instructional technology, which is exactly how organizations learn. How are adults learning and identifying the gaps? And often the gap between productivity and the goal that they want to achieve with that, whatever the productivity is, comes down to communication, ineffective communication. So subject offerings that I have, that I've done with organizations are leadership skills, conflict resolution, assertive leadership, excellence in customer service. So yes, the speaking is actually secondary to those other topics.
Yeah, we've had a very interesting experience with that. Vince and I have come a long way from where we started when working together. And I feel like a lot of the things that we've worked through come from different perspectives that we get when listening to a coach or some a preferred personal development, you know, talk or something like that. And we'll now use that as a method to train our team beneath us. Communication is key, and it has helped our business to grow and become more effective, because a lot of times people, we just operate and think so differently,
right,
that if we're not finding a way to speak good language that conveys everything we need to know without causing the other person harm,
exactly,
right? But still in constructive in its criticism. These are some key factors to running a good team.
Right. And the key now, especially with people being so dependent on technology, people are forgetting and taking for granted their face-to-face interactions, live interactions.
Right. I've been saying that for years, is that the technology is ruining human interaction.
Right. And so that's one of the things that I pride myself in, is I'm a low-tech trainer. You'll rarely see a PowerPoint presentation in any of my classes.
You're never going to suggest sending your coworker an email when you could get up and walk across the office.
It depends on the situation. If it's relevant, if it's appropriate to do that, I will, but it depends on the situation.
Krista, you've already also dated yourself in saying that high technology is a PowerPoint.
Is PowerPoint.
Well, I know, but I say that because still today
that's
I go to
low-tech. Even on the digital side, you want to make sure that people understand the face-to-face, because that needs to translate over. So there's some people who their whole communication
entirely electronic
has been learned digitally too.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get face to face with someone who's a great texter or a Facebooker, and sometimes they don't even know how to have a conversation or convey ideas in a way that's going to let the other person know where they're coming from and what they really want, especially in an organization.
I can see how you are going to be a great resource for organizations that have been in business for a while, and now millennials are coming into management positions or team member positions, because they have a very different mindset when it comes to communication, as Vince was describing.
Right. And the reason I mentioned PowerPoint is still today I will attend classes as a student, and I just cringe when the person pops up, you know, their slides or, and then their handout is exactly what's on the slides. And there's no reason to have it up on the screen, because it's exactly what's on the piece of paper. And it's an insult in my mind to the learner, because it does nothing.
Right.
It's kind of a shortcut to the teacher, right? Is that they need a reminder up on the board of what they're supposed to be focusing on right now.
And that's fine. The handout can do that. The digital imagery on the board or the screen or whatever it is intended to enhance the presentation, whatever the person hands in front of them. And so if what's on the screen isn't a supplement to what's on the piece of paper, then it's irrelevant.
I don't even like handouts. If you give somebody a handout, it gives them something to distract themselves from you.
Not if you're doing it right.
I'm a weirdo. I prefer the handouts, and I'll just listen then for key elements that I get.
Yeah, a well-designed handout is designed to engage the learner in the process and not be distraction.
We're going to need to talk about that.
We'll have to talk.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Krista, we got just about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about anything coming up right now that you want people to know about, or is there anything coming up that you have going on, events, or this time of year, something that you want business owners and our listeners to kind of have an idea about, something you can help them with?
Sure. I actually have on my website an opportunity for people to start improving or polish their existing public speaking skills. And that is a free opt-in that people can go to. Go to my website, christtalk.com, and there's a free opt-in. You'll see what it is there. And I also have an event coming up at the end of the month that you'll learn more about over the next week or so.
Okay, so that's still in works a little bit, but you can go to christtalk.com and hear about the event that's coming up later this month.
And get a free tip sheet for the 7 secrets to speaking skills that pay you, not cost you.
Perfect. Everybody loves free when it comes to helping their business. Give us your contact info one more time.
So Krista Benavides, christtalk.com, 505-899-9130, krista@christtalk.com.
Well, Christtalk, thank you for spending time with us on our talk show this morning. We appreciate what you're doing for our community. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we'll have business tips and tricks in our wrap-up. Go Local Boom is back on 1050 KTBL. We are also live on Facebook, so check us out on Go Local Boom. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only free advertising directory, GoLocalBoom.com, supported by this talk show on Cumulus Media, Go Local Boom Radio. And then we plug it on social media and shoot videos, and Shelly does all kinds of awesome pictures and slideshows and whatnot. There's a ton of value. If I was paying for each of those resources, I'd expect to pay in the neighborhood of $2,000, but these are things that we provide local businesses for free. So my co-host Vincent Trujillo, he came up with the idea for Go Local Boom a long time ago. Did you just say boom?
Yeah, I said boom. Check out the brain on Vince is what I said secondly.
You can't help but say boom, right?
And he does that a lot. Yeah, noticed that even in his text messages, he puts a boom on there.
That's our tagline. It totally is.
Yeah.
So in any case, this was Vince's brainchild, and it started out as something very different. He and I got together and Frankensteined all these ideas together, and now
did you start on email or something?
Look at what he did. Postcard mailers. He would literally go door to door to local businesses and say, hey, do you want to be on our coupon mailer? Little $400 investments at a time. And he built a business doing it. And now we are Rocketbox SEO, and we do so much more than
a coupon mailer.
You know,
I'm actually making you guys mini celebrities on Facebook, by the way.
You are.
I appreciate that. You're doing great work.
Rock stars on Facebook.
Great transition.
They just want to be all these messages coming in. I'm like, I have to tag. By the way, you're just talking to Shelly. That's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Shelly, the person here on air right now.
KSB Productions.
Shelly Owings Bruce.
Yes.
KSB Productions. Just tell us really quickly what you do.
Right now, social media and events are the key things that are happening for me. Especially social media. We're really kicking off. I'm actually trying to build a position for Brody because I am running out of time.
Yeah. Brody's actually filming our Facebook video right now. Hey, Facebook.
That's
hey, Brody.
KSB Productions from Shelly is actually turning into a family deal, too.
Yeah. Oh, so check it out. So you and Brody are building a brand, right? But tell us, you had a recent really cool success story, right?
Well, it wasn't a local business, but it was a franchise that I took over their page locally.
It's okay. We can say Planet Beach on the air.
Okay. So Planet Beach is one of my clients, my social media clients. He called me up and he said, hey, I need help. I need help. Like he was a little bit desperate.
And he's been in business for, geez, like 10 years now, right?
Well, the business has been there for 10 years. He's only owned it for about a year, year and a half.
Okay.
So he's kind of recovering from some different, you know, whatever's. But anyway, so I took over his page in December, and by the end of February, he was on summer hours. He was just so busy. And that's just the kind of the power of social media, getting the right contact.
What are summer hours?
Extended hours instead of like little 6 hours. They're on 8 hour days and they are booked and there are people walking in. Like when I first came, I could sit there for hours and talk to Michael about this and that and whatever. Now to get 10 minutes, I get little increments and I'm starting to learn to use his computer so I can get my content. So he's just really rocking and rolling, and the founder and CEO.
So the franchisor.
Yes. Oh my gosh, super cool. Hasn't been to Albuquerque in 10 years. Just was kind of disinterested about the whole ordeal because they weren't making any noise per his social media influx. So it's hand in hand though. I can push whatever out, but unless you have the follow-up, the customer service,
they're doing a great job offline. They have a strong business
as well as
the support that you're giving them online and with social media, and their business is growing to the point where the franchisor came to town to give you guys a high five.
Oh, yeah. And Michael's got some really great accolades from him. He was super excited. It was just really kind of neat to see how just something that I got a knack for actually has, and now I'm learning more. I'm actually investing, you know, into webinars and things like that to really understand what I'm doing is either on the right track, wrong track, or new ideas and all this and that. But yeah, to have that happen for one of my clients, oh gosh, it was so, so exciting.
Congratulations so exciting. On that. And that's a great thing. So Shelley Owings, Bruce, KSB Productions, how'd they get hold of you?
They can find us on Facebook, KSB Productions. We're on Facebook, Instagram. I'm actually, I was at Free Range and I got with, Jolie over there. Is it Julia?
Yes.
Julia. And she gave me a Twitter 101. So we're starting to veer into the whole Twitter world. It's really
That's
cool.
That's a whole nother animal too. You know, Free Range is actually a local, shared workspace, here in Albuquerque. New, they're upcoming. And we're going to hear more from them, maybe even get them on the show. So what's your phone number also, Shelley?
505-480-4835. And they're coming on the show. I've already got them booked.
Awesome.
Yeah. Folks, we always tell you that in this last segment, it's a wrap-up business tips and tricks. So what we feel like a good testimonial for social media and how it can help grow your business is what we took the time doing today. And, of course, Shelley's doing a great job for us, so we always want to help promote her and talk about her as much as we can. What else do we have going on?
You know, this is springtime now. We're starting to get a little warm. Typically, for a lot of small businesses in our area, including Planet Beach, which actually is a tanning, is a tanning company, right?
Well, it's a spa. It's a contemporary spa. There's teeth whitening, facials. Tons of stuff.
So anyways, it's springtime now. A lot of things are going on. This is a great time for businesses to really get out there. Start asking the questions. Learn about your social media. Call Shelley. Give Rocketbox SEO a call. Get your website spruced up. Learn about search engine optimization. The springtime here in Albuquerque is typically the best time for a lot of businesses are coming
up. Busy time. People get up. They get more active. Right. We just sprung forward. Now people's days and schedules are changing.